From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 29 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 29 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. And I'm coming to you this morning from inside of our food pantry here at Ascension Lutheran Church. Pretty snazzy, huh? These shelves are lined with food. Maybe not a ton of food right now. We've got a lot of bags that are full of food, and we have bags on a cart in the kitchen that are by the door and ready to give out to folks who come to our door looking for something to eat. For our red letters today from Jesus come from Matthew's Gospel. For I was hungry and you gave me food. Pastor Zach in our reading today quotes that 40% of our food supply is thrown away here in the United States. 40%, almost half of that which is grown and produced is thrown away. He goes on to then quote to say that if we were to reduce that waste by 15%, 25 million Americans, 25 million Americans would have food to eat for the year. Clearly, we have enough food. We have enough resources. What we have is a distribution problem. And here we're trying to do something about that. We are gathering food and we're handing it out to those who come to our door in need, looking for food, something to eat. And that's a great thing. And Pastor Zach challenges us today to give food to the food pantry. He even says, go into your cupboard and see what food you aren't eating and give that away. And I think that's a great thing. And it's a great way for us to share and to reduce the waste. But I also think there's something about not just giving our leftovers away. I think there's something about intentionally giving out of our resources, going to the store and shopping specifically for people who are in need. In our newsletter, our April newsletter, there's an article from the food closet, from Welka and the food closet here, that that gives a list of items that we would like to have you donate so that we can include those in the bags that we give out. Items that we think people need and people have told us that they need. It isn't just going to be leftovers. Yes, bring your leftovers. We don't want those to go to waste. But we'd love to see you begin to give out of first fruits. In a couple of days, we're going to be talking about tithing. I warn you that that's coming. I'm not going to tell you which day. So you just have to tune in before you know to turn it off, because you're not going to want to hear about that. But in tithing, we talk about first fruits, that we give back out of what we have received. And we do that first, not out of the leftovers. We don't see how much is left over and then give. We give at the beginning, out of gratitude for what we have received from God. And I think that same principle can apply to donating to the food pantry, to giving to others in need, not just what the things that we cast off, but intentionally shopping for and gathering those items so that people don't feel like they're just getting our leftovers, but they know that they are important to us, important enough that we would even make a special trip to the store to buy those things that they need. And then putting them in bags and lovingly giving them to them as they arrive here. Did you know that this last month, and don't quote me on this, but I think I heard that we gave out 27 bags of food here at Ascension. 27 bags came out of this food pantry from your generosity. And we also assembled, I think, 100 blessing bags this last month. And that's about an average. Every month we assemble about 100 blessing bags. And those items get given to folks who are in need. They get given through the Homeless Navigator. They get given by you as you store those blessing bags in your car and hand them to people who are in need. So the challenge for us today, like it was for the disciples yesterday with the feeding of the 5,000, is to imagine that we can do something about the hunger that we see all around us. And we can if we just step in and begin to do something. Because if we just sit back on the sidelines, we're not going to do anything to help resolve it. It's a huge problem in our community. But we can be a part of that solution. It's challenging, no doubt. But I know that we can make a difference, especially if we work together. I'll see you tomorrow on the Red Letter Challenge.